It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports, and by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Well, it's going to be that time of year where the snow starts to melt and you start looking around at all the grit and all the mess, and your plantings in your yard are looking kind of where you can actually see the grass, that is. And road salt is something, and I guess any other ice melter that you're using on your sidewalk. It's got an effect on the habitat. Some of them have an effect on your pets, or they have an effect on your sidewalk or your driveway. And so we continue to try to find the best alternatives to salt. Katie Cassidy is a graduate research assistant at NRRI, and she joins us this morning to talk about some of the alternatives. Hey, Katie, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The best alternative that I thought was fabulous was the idea of that came out a few years back that they would use sugar beet juice. It's a byproduct of sugar beet processing. Of course, a lot of it goes on out in the Red River Valley. And the idea is we'll put sugar beet juice down to help the roads. And apparently sugar beet juice is really sticky. Not to mention, I suppose, I don't know, people licking sidewalks or something. What are we coming up with that's a better option than either salt or sugar beet juice, for example?
Yeah, there's a lot of different alternatives. There's a couple really interesting ones, like beet juice, cheese brine. But the problem with some of those is the deer really like it.
Well, are they dumb?
To reduce road accidents, we don't want to be drawing deer onto the road.
Oh, my gosh.
But one alternative that is pretty promising that Duluth is looking into is potassium acetate. And the reason why Duluth is looking for this one is because it works at really low temperatures. The road salt we apply now, sodium chloride, doesn't work when it gets colder than about 15 degrees. And obviously in Duluth, that's a lot of the winter.
15 degrees is a nice day.
I know.
All right. So what's the deal with potassium acetate? Does it have a common name that we might recognize? Or no, it's just this potion that works in cold temperatures.
Yeah, that's really just the name, is potassium acetate. But it works the same way as every other road de-icer you apply. It just lowers the freezing point. And it is a lot more expensive than sodium chloride, which is why most of North America still uses sodium chloride. But we're starting to see the impact of a lot of negative impacts of sodium chloride. And so, especially since we're in Duluth and most of the winter it's cold enough it doesn't even work, we're really looking for the best alternative.
Well, we can see the kinds of things that it does, you know, our yards and, you know, areas of your sidewalk, perhaps, or your driveway that get, you know, kind of pitted and messed up by it. And we worry about plantings and such. But in this town, we've got to worry about everything rolling downhill. What are some of the negative effects of all of that salt and grit rolling down the hill every spring?
Yeah. So, like you mentioned, sodium chloride is pretty corrosive to pavement and to metal. And so obviously we don't want our driveways, our roads, our cars to get corroded. But then you're also looking at applying this chemical, which is persistent, which means it doesn't biodegrade, it doesn't go anywhere, and it just builds up in our groundwater and our surface water. So chloride is toxic, and so that washes into our streams, and all of those in Duluth end up in Lake Superior. And over time, we don't want to keep making our freshwater saltier, which is what's happening across the state, because we keep applying more chloride. And sodium also has different effects. Sodium decreases the soil structure, and it is toxic to vegetation, and it can mobilize heavy metals into the water, which is not something that we want. So we're kind of looking at negative impacts from both sodium and chloride, but Duluth has this extra complication of all of that is ending up in Lake Superior.
Ugh, sounds awful. So the potassium acetate, what is NRRI working on? Obviously, you need to come up with something that's just heavy. I mean, I'm thinking about something deer wouldn't like a lutefisk byproduct of some sort that deer wouldn't like. Are there other options that NRRI is looking at in addition to potassium acetate?
Yeah, there is a separate study where they're looking at possible alternatives that are really new, which I'm not as familiar with, but the potassium acetate is something that MnDOT is looking at. But there are a whole bunch, there's like 20 alternatives, but MnDOT picked potassium acetate because it is effective at such low temperatures, and it has a very effective melting rate.
One of the things that NRRI is so incredible about is they're always, it seems, coming up with clever uses for byproducts of stuff. This or that industry ends up with a big pile of X, and we can take X and turn it into tires or turn it into fuel or turn it into some magical thing. I don't suppose there's any business that makes potassium acetate accidentally as a byproduct.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of. If it's made, it's purely made for a de-icer. But potassium acetate is biodegradable, so we don't have to worry as much about that on the other end of what you do with it once you apply it.
So what is the trick, or is that more of a marketing question, to making it available at a more reasonable price?
Yeah, that's the tricky question, because it is really, really expensive, which is why cities haven't switched to it. And hopefully, if at least northern Minnesota decides to apply a lot more potassium acetate as opposed to sodium chloride, then the demand goes up and it's the prices go down. But as of right now, it is a lot more expensive than other salts, which is why it's so tricky, because the cheapest one is currently the most toxic one that we know of.
Ooh, well, that's not good. So NRRI is continuing their research into this. And is the idea then perhaps that NRRI can make a good case for this? Or would they be doing this in partnership with MnDOT to make a good case and say, we need to spend the extra money and this is what we want to do with it? Because it seems that they're... would be a certain percentage of taxpayers that say, yeah, we understand that it's more expensive, but we really think it's a better alternative for all of the reasons that we have just talked about. Minnesota consumers are pretty environmentally savvy, and it strikes me that it wouldn't be a real hard sell to taxpayers, but I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the ultimate goal, is to give our information to MnDOT, and then we decide, okay, is this something that we want to switch to? Because MnDOT already did a study deciding if it was worth pursuing and if it is effective, and they decided that it is. So the past 3 years, they've been applying it on a few roads in Duluth, and now we're collecting the runoff from those streets and determining the environmental impacts of it. And we are working with Iowa State University on this, and the EPA is looking at the potential toxicity to, like, fish in streams. So we're kind of looking at it from every angle, and then 2 years from now, we will have all of this data to interpret, and we'll tell MnDOT what we find about the environmental impacts of this new chemical, and then we'll decide if this is something that is worth the extra cost.
Fantastic. Katie, how interesting for you to be able to be involved in something like this. Again, NRRI, they just seem like they've always got 7 or 8 fascinating projects in the hopper over there. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us this morning, Katie.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Katie Cassidy is a graduate research assistant at NRRI, and they're looking into some salt alternatives for roadways. They're gathering some data for MnDOT, and they'll be presenting that data in a couple of years, maybe coming up with something a little less damaging to the environment than good old road salt. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.